So hopefully there's enough sound there. Yeah. So is it working?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Just double checking. Triple checking. Quadruple checking. Excellent. Very good. So we can start now?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Ajahn Brahm here, giving a guided meditation, a little talk beforehand. Everybody, I think you'll be in there, they'll see you. So maybe go around the side or somewhere here. Very good. Maybe even a chair, maybe it might be in the way. Very good. Okay. Excellent. Very good. So this is Ajahn Brahm giving a half an hour talk, guided meditation, on Wednesday, the 8th of April. And just to start off, even though that sometimes people are getting a bit afraid or depressed, there was always the great Buddhist story of anicca, dukkha, anatta, walking into a bar. An anicca, sorry. So dukkha said, "This bar is terrible." And anicca said, "Well, it doesn't matter, it will change." And anatta replied, "Who said that?" So that's an old joke. But nevertheless, it's important to realize that things do change. They are suffering sometimes, but it changes, and it's from the difficult parts of life that we learn. And a lot of times we cannot control our external situation. As the COVID-19 pandemic evolves, devolves, whichever way it changes and adapts, but we also have to adapt with it, which is the nature of our human life. Whatever occurrence occurs for us, we always, instead of complaining, instead of getting negative, instead of getting depressed, we just look at it and see, what can we do? How can we help others, help ourselves to get through whatever occurs to us in this life? And of course, I've known so many people in my life, especially in my teaching life as a monk, who've had some terrible, terrible situations. But they managed somehow or other just to be strong, be innovative, and turn even negativity, you know, to their advantage. And so many stories that even I was telling somebody on an interview yesterday that it was in Cambridge in 1665, 1666, when there was the Great Plague. And one of the people at Cambridge University, I read this in the college magazine a few days ago. One of the people in that university was a gentleman called Isaac Newton. And because he had to leave Cambridge and go to safety in a farm somewhere in Lincolnshire, I think, that not only saved his life, but also he recorded it was one of the most intellectually fruitful times of his life. So he turned a tragedy into something which was wonderful. And that's, you know, our challenge at this time, that whatever we are doing in life, we realize that, you know, we cannot take anything for granted in this world. We always think of our life, our family, our job, and our lifestyle, and our ability to come and go, to travel, to meet one another, to talk face to face. And we always have to let that go. It's a challenge for us and a reminder that things are always unreliable. We cannot know what's going to happen next week. Even so often when people ask me, when is the next time I'm going overseas? And I always answer them, as many of you listening to me now will remember me answering in this way. I say, not today, but tomorrow, who knows? In other words, by living in this present moment and adapting to the uncertainties of life, it's amazing just how we can find peace, we can find Dhamma, we can find truth, we can find meaning, and also by serving others. Now, one of the reasons which the monks of Bodhinyana Monastery are giving these talks is so we can do service, that we can still help, be in a sort of contact with all of the people who have looked after us over these years, so that we can still connect and give. There's this beautiful act of giving which the monastics and the lay community share. You give us our food, and we give you the food for the heart, inspiration, Dhamma, teachings in meditation, so everybody can grow, no matter what is happening in our life. And again, I have seen many times people in great difficulties and suffering, and sometimes that they see something very wonderful and very beautiful, and they grow from that. It was just like the simile of a flower. If you ever look at a flower before it's about to bloom, it's a very tight bud. And you can imagine inside that outermost sheath of the flower, these things which are trying to force their way out. The pressure builds and builds and builds inside the flower. It's almost unbearably tight inside. The pressure is immense. And then one morning, it bursts open. This beautiful flower comes out of what must have been so tense and tight and hard. And now it's soft, beautiful and fragrant, bringing delight to so many people. It seems to be the way of this world, that when there is this pressure, this tightness, this disappointment, you know, for people these days, you know, the lockdowns, our inability to go here and go there as you normally would, even though you look outside the windows, you know, of your house, you look outside and see the beautiful weather, you know, the nice green fields, and it's so enticing outside, but please stay inside. Because inside it's even more beautiful. Because when we look inside rather than outside, we come to our inner home, which is always the best home in the whole world. And that's what Ajahn Chah always used to teach me. Your real home is the peace and the kindness inside your own heart. And if that peace and kindness inside is developed, and if through the powers of meditation, the powers of listening to Dhamma, the powers of inspiring yourself in goodness, in peace, now you find that all those things which you missed outside, you find even better. Better beauty, better peace, better rest inside your heart when you meditate. So this has always been our Buddhist path of going inwards. Out there in the world, there's always going to be arguments and disappointments, and there's great efforts to achieve things, but you only ever achieve 90% of the very best. And it's an endless task outside. But inside, you find an end, you find some peace, you find some stillness. And only when you find that stillness does the insight arise. Why have I been scurrying around, searching this way and searching that way, when right inside my own heart, what I was really looking for, there I can find the peace deep inside. And so if you can trust in that message, that inside you, inside your little room where you're sitting right now, inside your heart, inside the present moment, inside the silence, inside your mind, there you find all the peace and freedom of the whole universe, even more than the universe, inside your heart. So this is our path of meditation. So now I invite you to continue with me in a guided meditation for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, So please, 20 minutes, sorry, please close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, to go inside to make sure your inner world is reasonably comfortable. So with your eyes closed, you just feel your body. You know, I do stay in a hut, in a cave, when I close my eyes. I'm not in a cave anymore. When I close my eyes, I'm inside my body, inside my mind. This huge expanse of peace and freedom. But close your eyes first and feel your body. And be kind to her. As you look on your body, just relaxing any part of it which feels tight and tense. Caring for your body brings you into this present moment. The sensations in the body only exist in the present moment. Past, future sensations, you know, they're not real. They don't really make much sense. So when you're aware of the feelings in the body, it brings you to the present moment. And you feel them. Your legs, make sure your legs are comfortable. Your back, however your back is, don't follow me, don't follow the books. Follow the truth of this moment. How do you feel? And you care enough to adjust the body so it feels better. Simple kindness. Just relax the shoulders. Put the hands in a position where they too are comfortable. Relax the neck and the head. Especially with the head, because I think it's important to focus on the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. Really get to know them and learn how to relax them, loosen them, bring them to a state of ease. Because when the muscles are at ease, it tends to loosen the emotions inside. Anxiety, fear, depression, all of those are seen on your face. If you relax the muscles which display those negative emotions, you really loosen them, you find the emotions also relax and disappear, and you're at peace. You feel your whole body sitting here. Now, not divided into parts, but as one organism. You feel it, relax it, become at peace with it. It may not be perfect, but this is the reality of now. We're at peace with this body. And you find when you become at peace with your own body, your body gets more relaxed. You're not trying to control it and getting rid of the little aches and pains everywhere. You're caring for it. As you care for your old body, or young body if you're young, you find a little bit of happiness and joy comes up. Happiness, you're not fighting any of the wars of life. You're trying to achieve, pay off debts, solve problems, or create health in the body. This is not the time to create health. It's a time to create peace. Kindness, stillness. In this moment, there's lots of stillness. To move, to wander, you need a future. To remember the past, You do need that past. So you make this little resolution of letting go of the past and the future. Just like that simile of the two shopping bags. You imagine yourself carrying these two shopping bags. And the left is a shopping bag which contains your past. So you even got those four letters on the outside of the shopping bag, P-A-S-T, past. It's really heavy. And in the right hand you have the future. All your hopes and dreams and fears, anxieties. Those people who suffer from anxiety at this time, you know that that shopping bag in your right hand is so incredibly heavy. As you think of all the things which might go wrong. And under those things which might go wrong, there's a few things there which may go right. But whatever, it's heavy. So having felt the weight of those two bags, you start with the bag in your left hand, the past. You've been holding it for such a long time. That is why we get tired and depressed and lose our resilience, because we're spiritually exhausted. So take that bag, feel it. And imagine your back leaning to the left as you lower that bag to the ground. When the bag containing all of your past meets the floor, magically the weight, the burden disappears in a moment. The floor is now supporting the past. You're not carrying it. And that allows you this opportunity to uncurl your fingers. Move your hand away from the handle. So your left arm is hanging gently by your side, carrying nothing, resting. You put down the past. And then you imagine the bag in your right hand, carrying your future, so incredibly heavy. The bag is almost bursting. And you lean to the right, and you lower that bag to the ground. And once again, the magical moment when it meets the floor, all the heaviness, the weight, the burden, in a moment vanishes. Allows you to take your hand away from that handle, to put some distance between you, your mindfulness, and the future. As you straighten your back to rest your right hand and right arm, you have let go of past and future. They're down there on the ground, you can see them, but you're not carrying them. There's no weight, nothing to make you tired. And you're standing at this beautiful, wonderful, amazing place in between those two bags called now. Free of the past, free of the future, resting in this moment. And in this moment, because you're not carrying anything, the mind gets energized. Restores its happiness. Stay there long, you get very happy, very energized, very fit. Just being in this moment. Being here. And many people, because of how we've meditated, start to be able to be aware of their breath, their breathing. If you do become aware of your breathing, just your breath, don't be aware of your nose or your tummy. Just be aware of this air going into your body and going out again. And value this air for those who have severe COVID symptoms. They have to fight for air. For you, the air is coming in so easily, so peacefully. It becomes delightful just to breathe in and breathe out. It's similar to sitting by a beach where we cannot go this weekend because we have to stay at home. Over the Easter holidays, many people like to go to beaches, but they can't. They go to a beach and just watch the waves come in and waves ebb away again from the beach. Just a gentle, soft rhythm of the ocean coming in and going away. Now in your room in your house, just this breath, this air is like the ocean, and the breath are like the waves. This great ocean of air surrounding our planet. We breathe in, or do we actually breathe in, or just the air come in by itself? Like the waves coming in, up the beach, and the waves falling away. Breath coming in, breath going out. It's one breath at a time, one wave at a time. Beautiful, calm, easy. And you deserve this rest. You deserve this peace. It regenerates and energizes you. You cannot force the breath. No more can you force the waves to come in faster or slower. They come in and go away according to nature. Breathing in, breathing out. You don't do anything. Just sitting there still, not being a driver, being the passenger, the calm witnesser to your breath coming in and out of your body. And you might start to feel peaceful, delightful. If peace and the delight which comes out of peace, if that starts to appear in your meditation, please value it. Never try to get rid of the peace and the beauty of meditation. It's part of the journey. No more than you can get rid of the sense of tranquility and peace when you're watching the waves come up and down the beach on a calm, quiet day. Enjoying being with the breath, relaxing to the max, not needing to say anything, just let nature do the meditation for you. I'll be quiet for about 3 or 4 minutes. When I start speaking again, it'll be close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? How peaceful are you? And why? And can you notice the joy, the delight of a rested mind, which doesn't have to think backwards and forwards and worry and plan, which is just here, being in the moment, being in nature, being inside. All the commentary, all the words turned off. And the body relaxed. So now, if you wish, you may come out of the meditation, open your eyes, and smile. Bring the energy from inside out there into the world. May you all be happy and well. It's Ajahn Brahm signing off for so far. Until the next time, all the best.